Now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havockhurst. The grassroots music renaissance of Muscle Shoals, Alabama brings a package show to Nashville this weekend as Single Lock Records presents two nights of bands and songwriters in two different venues. John Paul White, one of the record label's co-founders, will anchor both shows. Saturday's acoustic bill at the Basement on 8th Avenue South includes 75-year-old studio legend and songwriter Donnie Fritz, blues man Cedric Burnside, and more. Sunday is an electric set at the larger Basement East with Dylan LeBlanc, Nicole Atkins, and The Colonel. Of special note, that second night will be Single Lock's newest release, a luxurious southern pop album from Florence band Belle Adaire. Their sophomore LP, out Friday, is called Tuscumbia. Ben Tanner, who's played keyboards for Belle Adaire and the Alabama Shakes, is a partner in Single Lock Records. In a talk last year to a University of North Alabama entrepreneurship group, Tanner said the label is a kind of collective of old friends that's helped galvanize the new music-making culture of a place that was already rich in history.
It can be kind of a dirty word, but if you can put a brand on the scene that already exists, if you can put a name on it, it really helps signal to the town and the region and to the rest of the world and make that link.
Single Lock had early success by releasing the debut recording of neo-soul sensation St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Since then, Single Lock has added Nashville surf instrumental band Steelism and understated vocal duo Penny and Sparrow. They've also opened a live venue, 116 East Mobile, in Florence. But this weekend, the show's on the road in Nashville. Find links to full show information and tickets at WMOT.org.